Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues, where it's always our joy to have you jump in the dialogue, the discussion, as we face the issues. And lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you right through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion together. Be dealing with a very, very good subject today, pondering Christmas. Pondering Christmas. What do you think of Christmas? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Then he made a very powerful, a declarative statement in John 17:17, when Jesus identifies, it says, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to direct our footsteps and allow it to be a light unto our pathway and a lamp unto our feet. And the only way we can do it is to allow the Word of God to be hidden in our hearts. Truth is a factor that many do not like to think about today. George Orwell says a number of years ago, "The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those that speak of it." This portion of today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those looking for their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo, and a full line of landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as the homeowner. Tools for Time also carries hurricane preparedness equipment, a full line of Honda generators, and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about backup generation power. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time, find the I-295 and I in Old St. Augustine Road intersection. Find the gigantic flag flying, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying. And at the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about Christmas and the wonderful time of the year that it is, it reminds me of that old song, "What a Wonderful Time of the Year." And that's exactly what we're celebrating when we celebrate Christmas. But notwithstanding all of the attacks against Christians and against Christmas and against the Christ of Christmas, Christmas is still a time of wonder, a time of joy, a time of family, a time of giving and receiving gifts. It's a time to sit back, as I call it, and just soak in all the wonder of Christmas and the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is God with us, God incarnate, God come in the flesh. And it's a celebration that every child of God in particular ought to look at with joy and with excitement of seeing what we have in Christ and what Jesus Christ has done for us as we celebrate Christmas this year. Some people call Jesus a lunatic. Some call him a liar, but I call him Lord. And I pray that that's what you call him today, is Lord. Jesus, God come in the flesh, is not Allah, it's Jesus. Jesus Christ is God. The Muslims call Jesus just a man. Jehovah's Witnesses see Jesus as a good example, but not Almighty God. Mormons see Jesus as a created being and the brother of Lucifer. Multitudes and multitudes of religious leaders and religions around the world today reject Jesus' deity. Yet others simply see Jesus as a good teacher. But just as Jesus asked in Matthew 16:15, Jesus says, "Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered with an emphatic statement, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so I pray that that's the way you see Christmas today. You're looking at Christmas as the celebration of the first Christmas, the celebration of Jesus Christ, the celebration of the coming of Yeshua Messiah, Savior and Lord, into this world. I believe we have a caller. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Christmas to me, every year I think about this, especially on Christmas Eve, that Christmas was that day, whatever day it is, because there's debate about the date, but that day was the day that God chose to reveal himself in the flesh to us so that we would know his love, we would understand what he wanted from us and how much he loved us, and it was all for our good. He became flesh on that day. God became flesh. He dwelt among us. John 1:14 says, God became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Merry Christmas to all of you out there, and remember what it's about. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that call. That's a wonderful expression of what we celebrate and why we celebrate Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, be pondering that during the entire course of this broadcast. Love to have you call in. Let us know. Let our listeners know. What is Christmas to you? What does Christmas mean to you? Dr. Phelps is with us today. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors in theology and Bible in the university. Dr. Phelps, what do you think of Jesus? What is the thoughts that you have when you say, who is Jesus and what do you think of Jesus?
It's very important that we know the truth about the person of Jesus Christ. We believe that the scriptures tell us that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Christ. Scriptures tell us that he is the Son of God. In Luke chapter 1, the angel announced to Mary that she was to have a son. And I want to read that passage, if I may. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and following, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
It is wonderful to be able to go back to the scripture, Dr. Phelps, and see what God's word says about, as I call it, the announcement of the first Christmas and then the arrival of the first Christmas. And we see that is in Jesus Christ himself. As we think on the subject today, ladies and gentlemen, pondering Christmas, I'd love to have you call in, give your insights. How do you ponder Christmas? How do you view Christmas? What is it you think about Christmas? What is it that has been perhaps the most outstanding Christmas in your memory, your recollection? What is Christmas like this year for you? Where Jesus had asked Peter and the disciples, whom do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the virgin-born Savior of the world. As we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate him as Savior of the world. It was in Luke 2, verse 10 and 11. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Verse 11 then says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Remember that Jesus is born King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He didn't get elected. He was not elected for the office. He was born King of the Jews and Lord of Lords. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Hello? Yes, we just wanted Yes, we just wanted to call in and just tell all your listeners how thankful we are for your radio program and the opportunity that we have to share what Christmas means to us.
Wonderful. Do that, please.
We are thankful that we have the freedom to be able to worship the Lord in church with others, to have the radio broadcast like we do. And our family enjoys reading a Luke 2 text around Christmas time and spending time together. And it means a lot. And we're thankful for this opportunity right now and the Lord's blessings on our lives.
Amen. Well, I am thankful for that. Thank you so much for letting us know and saying that. I believe we're talking to Debbie, isn't this Debbie?
Yes, sir, it is. And Tiffany is here. She wanted to say
Hi,
something
Papa.
As well.
Hi, Papa.
Debbie, let TNT, that's Tiffany and Tyler. That's two of our grandchildren. And I'd love to hear from TNT. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we call them TNT because together they're dynamite. But Tiffany, tell our listeners, who is Jesus and why do you love him and why do we celebrate Christmas? Can you let everybody know that that's listening today?
He's God.
Mm-hmm. God's son. Mm-hmm. What does he mean to you? What does he mean to you?
He's kind of like my boss.
He's your boss? Okay.
He's kind of your boss.
You love him.
Mm-hmm.
Say it. So all of a sudden they're a little speechless right now.
How about that, Tyler? Can you come to the mic and tell us about Jesus and who Jesus is and why you love him and why we celebrate Christmas?
Well, we celebrate Christmas for his birthday, so... And I really don't know. Why do we do presents? Because the wise men? I don't get it. By that.
Yes. Jesus gave us the greatest gift in all of the world. That's eternal life through his death on the cross. And so as we give gifts, we're replicating what he is giving. We're giving back to him in honor of him because of what he's given to us. And yes, in Matthew's gospel, the second chapter, we see where the wise men came, and they gave the best material and the best things that the world could afford in that day. And so as we give gifts, it needs to be, first of all, our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then all of our other things should be recognized as belonging to him that he's allowing us to use. So that's a wonderful statement, yes. Thank you so much for letting us know about Jesus and why you love him and who he is. Tyler and Tiffany, thank you so much. We love you, and you have a Merry Christmas, and I pray that all of our listeners will be blessed by that. Did you have something else to say?
No, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you for the call. Dr. Phelps, it's wonderful to hear from others that will talk about what Christmas means to them and the blessing that it is, but it's always a blessing to me in particular with our grandkids to see them growing up, coming to faith in Jesus Christ, and then recognizing Christmas and Christmas, the celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and what we do in that celebration of loving him. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello?
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 Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Youngblood, it's Linda Brent.
Hey, Linda. God bless you, lady. Calling in from the panhandles over at Pensacola, the West Coast.
Just wanted to call in and wish y'all a Merry Christmas and just reiterate that, yes, this is the time of year when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born and how much I love him and thank him for all he's done for us and how much we loved First Conservative Baptist Church and miss y'all so much. Y'all were such a blessing to us. And we so appreciate what y'all are doing, the work y'all do there, and everything.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for calling. How is Paul doing? I pray that he is celebrating Christmas with you and looking forward to what God is doing each day.
That he is. In fact, we are in the car on the road today. We're traveling. But just wanted, like I say, to call in and wish y'all a Merry Christmas and thank y'all for everything. And we're just so thankful that we live in this country where we are free to praise our Lord and thank Him. And just y'all just please keep up the good work there.
Amen. Thank you, Linda, for calling in. Thank you so much for your witness for the Lord. Thank you for the blessing that you are personally to us and to the lives of others that you impact each day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about pondering Christmas. And pondering Christmas, that is analyzing, looking at, and thinking about Christmas and what it means. Because Mary said in Luke 2:19, but Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. While the shepherds were focusing on seeing Jesus and Mary, Mary just pondered all of these things in her heart. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we think about Christmas today, let's continue to think about just pondering who He is and what He's done. Dr. Phelps, share with us some more in relationship to the question, who is Jesus, and the pondering of what the Scripture says in relationship to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord.
The wonderful text we have in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and following are so important in our understanding about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's better that we have the biblical answer to the world's questions concerning the person of Jesus Christ. And we find that in the inspired book of truth that we call our Bible. The first part of the announcement by the angel Gabriel to Mary had to do with Jesus' humanity. We have four Gospels about the first advent of Christ. Matthew presents Jesus as the King.
Yes.
Mark reveals Jesus as the servant of the Lord. And John declares Jesus to be the Son of God. But here in Luke, Luke tells us of the man, Christ Jesus. So Luke talks about such things as the babe lying in a manger or the child that's to be born of Mary. You see, He was made a little lower than the angels. Even though He was the creator of the angels, He became a little lower, according to the book of Hebrews. He was made in the likeness of men. Jesus is God manifest in a human body. Also, we learn there in that passage about the authority of Jesus, according to verse 32. The angel said, He, meaning Jesus, shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And that word highest is a reference to the Most High God that we read about in all of the Bible. It says, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And He's not only the Son of the Highest, but there's the mention or the promise here that He would inherit, He'd be given, the throne of His father David.
That's right.
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. So the angel Gabriel was actually confirming a promise or covenant that God had made with David when David was king. God told him, way back in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 16, that he would then do something for David. In chapter 7 and verse 16, we read that God promised something that was so wonderful. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. There are three important words, David's house, David's kingdom, and David's throne. So the promise is here that God is going to do something that He promised way back in the Old Testament. It would be a fulfillment of God's promise to David. And so what we're talking about here is that of the royalty of Jesus. Jesus is of the line of David. Mary's family is talked about in the book of Luke, and it goes all the way back to David. And Jesus then is of that tribe of David, that family of David. It goes all the way back to the book of Micah, chapter 5. Jesus would be born in the city of Bethlehem, and he would become the heir to the throne of David. That gives us hope for things to come. Jesus is coming back. He's the king.
Amen.
King Jesus is coming again. That also talks about, here in this passage, the majesty of Jesus, if I may say so. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back as royalty, as majesty. When the angel spoke to Mary, he said that he would reign upon the throne of David forever. So he's the one who's going to fulfill the prediction of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And he's to be the Prince of Peace, to bring peace by the authority of the Prince of Peace upon our earth. He will rule in righteousness according to Isaiah chapter 11, Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. He is the one who is going to reign upon the throne of David. But further, as we go on in the prediction there by the angel as he spoke to Mary, we see the deity of Jesus. He is the one spoken of, verse 34. The Mary didn't understand how that she could be the mother of Jesus, since she was not married. And the angel explained it to her. Verse 35, the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Dr. Phelps, I believe that's one of the most powerful verses in all of the Bible. It is the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I think about Christmas and I think about the prophecy of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as you're familiar with and our listeners perhaps are, the prophecy of the first Christmas, I like to call it, in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and be born and bring forth a son, shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And that is the ultimately fulfilled, as you've said, Dr. Phelps, in Luke 2, verses 1 through 20, when Jesus Christ came into this world. And ladies and gentlemen, he came into the world as a babe in Bethlehem. He is more than a babe today. He is God. He is God come into flesh. And he is the one that Dr. Phelps was just talking about, that one day is coming back, be seated on his throne, and rule forever and forever throughout all of eternity. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas. I think about Christmas. I think about, you know, my father was in the military, and so whenever he was able to be at Christmas, it was a special time and a special time of the year when he was there and was able to spend Christmas with us. And of course, the birth of Jesus means the birth also of the, in a way, the church family. So I've always enjoyed the being at the church and the special events that the church year has. And I guess being with families is and being with the new heavenly family too is really makes Christmas special to me. Thanks, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amen. Thank you so much for that call. It is the celebration of Jesus coming in and the closeness of family and that celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we call it Christmas. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of folks out there today that need to have that assurance and that encouragement and that hope that can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. But Dr. Phelps, when I think about Christmas and the first Christmas in particular that the Bible speaks of, the coming of Jesus, I call it the coming of the first Christmas, not only the prophecy of his coming, but then the perplexity of his coming. And you touched on that a moment ago because you had Mary being perplexed and says, how can this be since I know not a man? And then at the same time that Mary was perplexed over that, Dr. Phelps, in Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 through 25, Joseph himself was perplexed. And read for us that verse, if you have it there, Dr. Phelps, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. I think that's a unit of thought that our listeners need to hear.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily or privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
That's a wonderful text, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Dr. Phelps, that directly is inextricably tying together the Isaiah 7:14 in the prophecy of a virgin bringing forth a son. That is inexplicably linked to that text in Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. But in the perplexity that Mary had, I find it fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, and also a wonderful, wonderful expression and indication of the love of God and the comfort and the care that God gives for us. Because in Joseph's perplexity, he was wondering, what should I do? Because in that era, that culture, that custom in Jewish culture of that day, if a young maiden, a young virgin, were to be found with child without the benefit of marriage, could be stoned to death. And Joseph was wondering, should I put her away privately to perhaps protect her in that way? And the angel of the Lord spoke to him and let him know that that was of God. But at the same time that that perplexity was taking place, Mary was saying in Luke 1:34, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Dr. Phelps, it's wonderful to see the hand of God at work in both Mary and Joseph simultaneously in assuring them that the work of the virgin birth is that of God himself. And when God told Joseph, fear not, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. That is the work of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about pondering Christmas. Pondering Christmas, what does Christmas mean to you? Have you found the Christ of Christmas? Do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? Have you said yes to him as Lord? We're talking about pondering Christmas today, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of you that have had wonderful experiences in Christmas, some of yesteryear, some that you cherish in your mind even today. And as you ponder Christmas of this year, what does Christmas mean to you? What does it mean to your family? How do you celebrate Christmas? We'd love to hear from you. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917, and drop in to this conversation today and let our listeners know what you think about Christmas and what you're pondering this Christmas in particular, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Phelps, not just the prophecy of Christmas and the perplexity of Christmas, but the pondering of Christmas is that which I cherish so much myself. As I look at what Mary did in Luke chapter 2, verse 19 says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We still want to hear from you today. What does Christmas mean to you? What are you pondering about Christmas? How do you celebrate Christmas? We're going to take about a one-minute break for the news, top of the hour. Be right back to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to you joining us in this program.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.